Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. On today's program, we have Robbie and Bronson Dawson singing What Faith Can Do, and then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message.
Everybody falls sometimes, you'll have the strength to rise. From the ashes, make a new beginning. Anyone can feel the ache. You think it's more than you can take. But you're stronger, stronger than you know. And don't you give up now. The sun will soon be shining. You gotta face the clouds to find the silver lining.
Understood that, you know, God knows every need in your life. every desire, every burden, and God sees you for what you really are. You can make it look good on the outside, but God knows what's on the inside. Later in Genesis 21, God supernaturally provided a child by the name of Isaac, and He provided him to them in a season and a time when they were beyond childbearing years. I'm telling you today, God's a supernatural God. Amen. John 15:5, Jesus said, I am the vine, you the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Amen. Supernatural fruit today that does not come by the natural means. You can try to work it up in yourself and it won't work. If it doesn't come from God, it's of no value. It takes the supernatural power of the Holy Ghost to change you. Did you hear that? You might be sitting here today and you've never been changed. Well, preacher, what do I need to change? You need to change your soul and your eternity is what you need to change. If you've never come to Christ, I'm going to be just blunt honest with you today. You're dying and you're going to hell. What can I do? That's why He died on the cross. To make a way for you. That if we will call on Him, He will forgive us of our sin. Are you saved today? I mean, honestly. If the trumpet sounded right now, if Jesus appeared and called us out, would you go? Preacher, I don't know. Kind of got my hands in my pockets and got my fingers crossed. I'm kind of hoping maybe. Still won't get you there. God commended His love toward us and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He is offering salvation for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. They shall be saved. I don't care what your past has been. I know a God who can blot it out. I don't know what you're in, but I know a God who can change it. And I know a God who will change your heart, your soul, your life, write your name in heaven and redeem you with His blood. Thank God I would not take nothing for the salvation that God has birthed in my heart and my life. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm glad I'm redeemed today. Amen. He'll change you. And you see that verse 5 challenged Abraham. God, as I told you a moment ago, He said, count the stars, Abraham. How many are there? He couldn't do it. It was too great a number. And God said, so shall thy seed be. Isn't that an amazing thing that God spoke? There's a difference between what you can understand and what God can do. It's not on your understanding. It's on your receiving of knowing that God can do all things. It's not important for you to understand, but it is important. Hear me. It's important that you believe. Amen. Because if you don't believe, then you've canceled out everything that God wants to do in your life. And here's this God who calls all things. And today He knows every need in your life. He knows every burden that's on your heart. He knows every need that's in your life. And He can lift those needs. And He can take those burdens and transform them into a blessing from God. Amen. See, He's the God who's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But my name's not Abram or Abraham. But let me tell you what, God knows your name. And God knows your need. And God can turn it around. The same God who created the heavens and the earth is the same God that has His hand on your life today. But you've got to come to Him. And as I close today, you've got to go where God is leading. Because God has a plan for your life today. He wants to mightily use you for His kingdom. God is not through with you yet. And I think He proved that at Calvary. Amen. John 1:12 says, but as many as received Him, to them gave Thee the power to become the sons of God, even to them that will believe on His name. For He said, and we're going to be shouting this, and we should be shouting it now. We don't have to wait until Easter Sunday to shout when Jesus said, it is finished. Hallelujah, I shout it every day. It is finished today. When we receive the victory in Jesus' name, you know what? Today you can live in the victory that He's got designed for you. He's got a victory for you today.
The time has come, and I believe it's time for God to move on our hearts and our lives. He wants to get us out of where we are in the pews and in the places of life and the complacency that we are in. And he wants to get us to the place where he's at. That means you're going to have to sacrifice. That means you're going to have to come to the Lord. That means you're going to have to cry out to him. And that means you're going to have to believe. Amen. You can call upon his majestic name, and then you can watch God do and perform the impossible in your life, because that's what our God does, and that's what our God does awesomely. Amen. See, the nails couldn't hold him. The cross could not finish him. Death could not defeat him. And the stone, it could not keep him. Thank God he is risen today. And he is alive. And he is coming again. And I believe it's time the body of Christ get ready for the coming of the Lord. I believe it's time we start getting our lives right with God. I believe it's time we start putting our lives, our families, and our all on the altar of God. And Lord, trusting you that you will bring us through whatever we're in life. See today, if he helped Abram, he'll help you. If he blessed Abraham, he'll bless you. If he provided for Abraham, he'll provide for you. But he only does it when you are ready to pass through what you're in and when you come to the house of the Lord. Into his presence is fullness of joy. And that's what he wants to put in your life today. Stand to your feet, please. Could I ask you a quick question? I'm not going to keep you long. But I just want to ask you a quick question. Are you saved? I asked you that a few moments ago, didn't I? I asked you, are you saved? Only you can answer that. God knows your heart. You know whether you are or whether you're not. Well, preacher, I'm not. What can I do? Here's a God that offers his salvation. Would you right now pray this prayer with me and mean it with the honesty of your heart right now as you call upon the Lord? Dear God in heaven, I'm lost. I'm in need of a Savior. Forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart, my life. Save me. Thank you, Lord, for on the promise of your word, you have promised if I would cry out and call and seek your forgiveness, you would give it and make me your child. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul today. If you just prayed that prayer with me a moment ago, I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to do nothing to embarrass you. I just want to know how I can pray for you, that God will mightily use you and direct your life. If you prayed that prayer a moment ago, would you just take a second, slip up your hand right now. Anybody? 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 Now, how about your life today, friend? Perhaps you are saved, but are you where you should be and ought to be with God? I mean, really today, is God working in your life? Have you got burdens on your heart that needs answers? Have you got things in your life that needs God's attention? Aren't you glad that we have a God today that has made a way for you and I, that you can come? Father, I pray right now as our music begins that the Spirit of the living God, the God of majesty and might, the God that deserves all of our praise, I pray that you will move on the hearts of your people and draw them to a place where they can come to these altars and cry out to a holy and righteous God who will hear the cry, who will hear the call, who will lift the burdens, and who will give strength and help, direction. Come on, friend. Here's your opportunity to come. Here's the place where God is going to meet you and lift your every burden and meet your every need and get you through what you're in and bring you through what you're facing. Here's a God that is that friend that sticks closer than a brother. Here's a God that cares for you. Here's a God that loves you. Here's a God that wants to meet your every need. Will you come? Will you come?
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796. And press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today. And we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Yosemite Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.